And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right. That was, that Boomer, that was one of our longer bumps, but we had to wait for that moment, man.
That moment is special.
I know. Right when the Robinson brothers kick in right yes. there and the Black Crows, you got to give it their moment.
Yeah.
I thought of about five more songs that we need to just work on as bumps. I think I had some more Foo Fighters in my head this weekend. I had something else. I forgot what. I got to get you a list.
I like lists.
You're so like the bump master.
Figure them out. Let's get them in here.
Just Boomer's bumps. Okay. Hey, listen, by the way, tons of stuff out there on our website. Just got updated again today. If you're into reading, so every week I have an op-ed that gets published statewide in a variety of different periodicals. My latest op-ed is out, along with something else I did in conjunction with the Alabama Policy Institute. So they're both up right now, along with other things that I've written along the way, on the website, rightsideradio.org. And it's under the tab called Articles. Makes sense. But under the tab Articles, you'll see all the stuff. Well, so the latest one that came out today in conjunction with the Alabama Policy Institute, there have been a lot of questions. You hear me talk all the time about communicating with your legislators and your elected officials and just recognizing that they actually are more accessible than you might think. Now, some of you already know this. I mean, some of you are used to calling, you know, your congressman or calling your state senator or you're calling your state rep or your school board member or whatever. And so, yay. But there's a lot of folks that aren't. And I got to tell you, having served for 8 years in the Alabama State Senate, every one of them just, you know, they put on their clothes the same way as anybody else. I mean, they're just normal folks. They're good men and women. Most of them are just solid, and they're down there for the right reasons. Some of them I could do without, but truth be told, most of them are good folks. And here's the thing. When I was in the state Senate, this is a total aside here. I'm going to chase this rabbit for a minute. But when I was in the state Senate, there are times when there was something that was right on point with something I already knew and believed in. Like put a pro-life bill in front of me, I knew exactly where I stood. I was gonna always vote on the side of life. Put a tax increase in front of me, I didn't like it. It wasn't gonna happen. I'm one of the ones that killed the first attempt they had at the gas tax. But then sometimes there were things that were gray. You know, we had bills on things like treatment for autism or sentencing guidelines on certain low-level nonviolent crimes, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, what to do with that. And then other things like economic development or whatever. Well, then I have to start measuring those against my principles. What do I believe this thing would do in terms of limited government or whatever? You know, how does this thing touch my faith? All those things that rep. But if it's still gray, then I got to be honest with you, there were times when I needed some assistance. I needed somebody to tell me, what does this bill do? I don't get it. How's this bill going to, what impact, what are the second and third order effects of this particular piece of legislation? And we're all that way. I mean, when I sat in the state Senate, I've told you before, I'm sitting there and the guy to my right front was a farmer. The guy in front of me was a dentist. The guy to his left was a retired ophthalmologist. The guy to my right was a retired teacher. The guy to my left was a retired Marine. The guy to his left owned a restaurant. I mean, we're all just normal folks with different backgrounds. Not everybody knows everything about everything. And so the thing that got me, and here's where I'm getting to my point, the thing that would have the most impact, and I'm not alone in this, was when a well-informed constituent from back home would contact me or come meet with me to let me know how that piece of legislation would impact their lives. And if I was already gray on it, their input meant the world. Now, there are times when I would get all the contact from back home and I already knew where I stood and I disagreed. And there were times when I would have some, you know, pretty solid debates with constituents. And there were some times when it was very frustrating because they don't know, they just forget that I'm a normal dude. And just because I'm an elected official doesn't mean you get to cuss me in public and that's okay. It doesn't work that way. So I'm not saying... I would never advocate on this show treating your elected officials the way I got treated sometimes. Hate mail. I had threatening letters sent to my house, you know, the kind that you go out to the mailbox and you realize there's no stamp on it, which means somebody drove by your house and put it in your mailbox personally. So I had an open file at the sheriff's office because of some of this stuff. I mean, stuff like that doesn't need to happen. But my point is that the majority of elected officials would do well to hear from you. And so one of the things that's on the website right now under the articles section is a piece that the Alabama Policy Institute and I did together just in the last few days about some of what I just said and also how to contact your elected official. If you don't know how to reach them, you may find the hot link right there in that write-up. If you don't know who they are, it'll tell you how to find them. And this is so key because, folks, we have got to be able to speak to our elected government, our representative form of government at every level, whether it be local, state, national, because they are not in ivory towers. And most of them really are good folks who are going to hear from lobbyists and they're going to hear from government officials. And they're going to hear from associations. So they might as well hear from you too. And you'd be surprised. There were times when something would be brought to my attention that I had not been made aware of before, and it would change my perspective. And there were also times when I would debate with a constituent and I would change their perspective, but it was healthy. So I'm just saying, check it out on there. You got to know who your elected officials are at every level. And how do you reach them? And then, are they accessible? Yeah. I mean, most of them go to the same churches, eat in the same restaurants as you do. All right, folks, we got a whole bunch of stuff coming up here. Next on the list, number one of the Triple Dipper, Big Tech Reckoning. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.